Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hurricane Irl is now a Category 2 storm with sustained winds of 110 miles per hour, gusts up to 140 miles per hour. Currently, if you're planning to spend Labor Day weekend paddling through the surf along the eastern coast, not such a great idea at this point. Hurricane Irl's driving rains are churning over the Outer Banks of North Carolina. They're starting to be felt in southeastern Virginia. And although the storm is weakening and is expected to remain a large hurricane as it starts to move north, we're joined now by Danny Couch. He's a resident of Hatteras Island. And we just want to find out what is looking like there. Danny, good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's looking like a lot of rain, a lot of wind. I've got some downed trees in my yard. The oaks are holding up well. Pine trees are down. But remarkably, the power is still on, and I'm watching Jim Cantore right now. I'm just stunned that we still have cable. The phones are out. You got me on a cell.
Oh, but there's no damage to your home at this point.
No, ma'am. I've got a hurricane-resistant home. I had it built that way, and thankfully it's held up well.
Built like a truck, I hear you describe it.
Yes, ma'am.
You decided to stay. Is that because, I mean, did you build your home so that you would be able to stay there and not evacuate during storms like this?
That's correct. We have a real estate company down here, Vacation Rentals, and we're obligated to stay here. We've got about 560 homes, and the simple reason is that you have to be wary of looters. We have a responsibility to our homeowners, and we just need to make sure that people behave because that's an aspect of anytime you have an evacuation, you just need to make sure your property is secure, and we have to be diligent and make sure that, you know, people's TVs and stuff are not being lifted.
Well, you're at home with your family. Your wife and kids stayed as well, correct?
Yes, ma'am. My wife is a school principal here, and I do have three children, 10, 6, and 4, and they're down in the basement. I'm up in the air a little bit. We've got a little bit of flooding going on. Well, I say a little bit from my area here on the center of the island. We have some here, so I can only imagine. I'm inclined to think it's probably significant out on Highway 12, which is the only road that runs down Hatteras Island. We only average about a half mile wide. This particular area of the island is about a mile and a half wide, but I'm confident that there's deep water on the bottom dog leg of Hatteras. Hatteras is shaped like a backwards L. And where that dog leg makes its western run, there's going to be significant flooding. I'm most confident of that.
Well, what's the mood in the basement among the three kids, 10, 6, and 4? Are they scared or they don't really appreciate it?
Benadryl goes a long way about bedtime.
Okay, that is Danny Couch. He's giving us the view from Hatteras Island in North Carolina. Let's move to Long Island. Arlen Allen joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So are you beginning to see signs of the storm at all yet?
Right now it's a very calm morning with a haze in the sky. And I do hear that I live about a half mile from the ocean, so I heard the surf pounding all night. I can kind of feel the rumble, and it's definitely intensified since yesterday. I have not yet seen it, but as of late yesterday afternoon, it was definitely increased quite a bit since earlier in the morning that day.
Well, do you feel like you're prepared for what may be coming your way? I mean, do you feel as though you're prepared for sustained winds of 110 miles per hour?
I'm hoping that that's not going to happen. We've had many scares here before, although I definitely not. So you say, crying wolf, we brought in all the furniture, picked all the fruit off of our tomato vines, and all the pears off my pear trees, and brought anything that can possibly be moved by the wind. I have a couple boats here, so I made sure that I pulled one out of the water on the trailer, and one has been strapped down very well with triple lines and putting the cushions all around it. and hopefully we'll weather it out just fine.
Well, you heard Danny talking about how the trees had gone down in his neighborhood and there's significant flooding.
Yeah, it sounds horrible, but I know he's definitely had much more of an impact than we're supposed to have.
So you're assuming that it's going to continue to weaken before it reaches you?
I'm assuming it's going to weaken as they're forecasting. I've been watching it. They're still saying it's going to be about 100 to 130 miles offshore from Montauk. So if that's the case, that's good for us.
Arlen, it sounds like your biggest problem is having enough sunscreen to get through the next few hours.
Well, that I can manage. That's no problem. Actually, I'm looking for this to be a kind of a mellow day. I have a landscaping business here, so we're just doing a couple of things for some customers. I imagine it's going to be around a half day. They say the rain's going to come heavy. And if that's it, that's fine. The family will stick together, and hopefully we'll just have some fun in the house.
Well, hearing these reports from Danny and other people, I'm sure you're probably watching reports of the storm as it moves. That make you feel better? The weather's unpredictable, right?
Weather's unpredictable. I definitely feel sorry for Danny, although it sounds very cool that he's built his own house in preparation for situations like this.
I love the fact that his kids are in the basement with the principal of the school. I guess they don't have to worry
and
about
they're all on
taking
Benadryl.
Time off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have to worry about anything. And the Benadryl comment was definitely made me laugh very hard because parents seem to do the same thing all around.
you're feeling his pain. But, I mean, again, it wouldn't be too big of a surprise if this storm strengthened again, if it was stronger.
Too big a surprise. I wouldn't be surprised if trees come down because we've had some gusts this summer of some queer storms, if you will, that have come through little areas and taken down trees. I definitely expect some hardships. Maybe electric will go out. I mean, cable, big deal. The cable goes out. The phone might go out. We just have to wait and see. I mean, we bought water. We have extra water. We have plenty of food. Montauk is a very tight community. And tight community, and everybody will pull together.
Well, it's been a while since this part of the country has had to deal with a hurricane.
Maybe that's
leading to your sense of calm.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
It's a tough job living in Montauk. Somebody's got to do it there.
Okay. Well, you know, if someone's got to do it is right, and we'll just enjoy the landscape in the tough town of Montauk. And I hope everybody fares well as the storm goes up the coast and it all peters out.
Good words
so
for all,
too.
That's for sure.
Arlen Allen, resident of Montauk, Long Island, and we spoke earlier to Danny Couch, who's on Hatteras Island off the North Carolina coast. If your weekend plans are kind of disturbed by Hurricane Earl, give us your story. Call us at 877-8-MY-TICKET.